Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I don't know a ton about soccer or English soccer or the Premier League or any of that. I'm not one of those guys that's all into it. But this story that I saw yesterday, to me, was fascinating. As the, you know, the Glazers who own the, or did they still own the Buccaneers?
They're still on the Bucs, yes.
Yeah, they still own the Bucs. That's what
Malcolm Glazer.
Yeah, that's what I know them from. So they went and bought Manchester United, which is one of the biggest brands in soccer.
That's the Yankees of the Premier League, or was the Yankees of the Premier League.
It's not going so well. But when they bought this Manchester United, they ended up accruing a lot of debt, and apparently what they're doing is to pay off this debt. They're taking, like, the profits of the team now to pay off the debt and not investing into the team, and they're going down the drain. Meanwhile, Manchester City, who was the Mets to the Manchester United Yankees, has won a bunch of championships. They got a new place. It's just like everything is going. They are now the premier team in town there, and the fans are pissed because this Glazer family is driving their team into the ground. So they start this peaceful protest outside yesterday before one of the games at the stadium, which is called Old Trafford. And that peaceful protest then turns into them storming the stadium and just firecrackers and just insanity to the point where they had to cancel the game. And now this is how frustrated they are about the Glazer family. So I thought to myself, which one of the team's fan bases here is most capable of storming the stadium and canceling a game?
Jet fans. 100% Jet fans. I would say them, and then I would say Met fans, because, you know, I'm just trying to think, like, if Knick fans hadn't already done it, they're never going to do it.
Of course, you're right. Yeah, I would probably say the Wilpon regime Met fan I could see doing it, but I do think that they're a little more calm now that Steve Cohen is around. I do believe that the Jets is the answer. It is.
I mean, the Jets have guys that fly planes over the practice field. They fire people, right?
That is true.
That's the closest thing that may come to that. But I could see, I mean, could you see the Jet fan organizing a group of 10,000 Jet fans to just storm the stadium and stand on the field for them to cancel a game on a Sunday or a Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Yes. Now, not right now in their history.
No, they feel good about their team
They do. But I could definitely see, like, if they had kept Adam Gase, like, if there was a report out there that they kept Gase, I could see them storming the stadium.
I would agree with you, yes. So I think that we are both in lockstep with this one.
Do you think the Jet fans have that as a badge of honor, or they're like, oh, man. Oh, we're that fan base. Yeah, they're right, but boy, does that stink. Like, damn right we would storm the stadium.
No, I think it just shows you the passion that the fan has for the team.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a, you know, with when Joe was working here, and it was the pain stuff and all that other crap, I would just, like, shake my head going, you know, he's just feeding the beast. And Jet fans used to love him on a Monday
after
a game.
Yeah.
Especially when they did something stupid. And something stupid happened, and they would lose a game, and Joe would just go off. Oh. So I could see him being the Pied Piper of leading, although I don't think he would ever boycott a game because I think he loves going to the games.
Well, that was the misconception about Joe, and even with his – all the other teams he roots for too, the Knicks and Mets, is that the teams thought that Joe hated those teams, but it wasn't. It was the fact that he was just so passionate about it and was so annoyed when they didn't do well – that he expressed it. But, say, I always thought it was the teams that were doing it to him, and that's why. I didn't think that he was firing up the fan base for no reason. I mean, I thought he was the voice of the fan base.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He could be the leader of the revolt. Could you imagine him?
All right, get the firecrackers, bro. Let's go. It's going to take this little bang-bang here, and then we'll see you get our point across.
We can walk right through the Meadowlands parking lot, leading a bunch of lunatics.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they ended up having to cancel the game yesterday in Manchester at Old Trafford.
I wonder what's going to happen there. I really do. I mean, because, you know, obviously you saw what happened with the Super League.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot
of the Glazers were behind that, too.
Yeah, I know that.
Reason why they hate them.
You know, because they're so far in debt that they have to figure out ways to make more money, and that would have been one way to make more money. But the way I look at this is that all of us, that thing crumbled about as fast as it was announced.
Yep. And because the fans hated it. Absolutely hated it.
And these fans are long-standing traditional fans. I mean, how far back do these teams go?
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, hundreds of years, right?
So there's just no way. Like, you're going to get American businessmen,
mm-hmm.
American football team owners going over there and changing the whole history and tradition of a sport.
That's a big part of it.
By creating a Super League?
That's a big part of this.
Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, they can't stand the American part of it. Like, you guys don't know what you're doing. You know nothing about this. You came over here. You think you can change everything, and just for the sake of greed, we're not going to let it happen.
Hell, you guys tried to do that in the 1700s here.
It's true.
So we're getting you back.
We're getting you back. So anyway, that was an interesting thing. You know, the Aaron Rodgers stuff took a strange turn over the weekend, even stranger after we talked about it on Friday. Now there's reports that if the Packers don't fire GM Brian Gutekunst, that Aaron Rodgers will retire.
Well, why would you fire a guy that's actually doing a hell of a job?
I mean, this team was the one seed in the NFC last year. They went to the NFC title game. They could have won it. And, oh, fire that guy, sure. That's the way to go.
He's a guy that, you know, that's been around up there for a while. And, you know, really Mark Murphy is the one that's running the team. And Mark Murphy hired him.
I don't know how.
I don't understand this whole thing. Like, I saw Kyler Murray give an interview last week talking about how he was going to have influence on the Cardinals draft picks. I'm like, why?
Well, remember, like, Russell Wilson said something similar too. I'd like some personnel
guys?
Decisions.
Hey, by the way, they're paying you $40 million a year to Russell. Button it up and play football. That's what you get paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
As for Kyler Murray, I'm like, what have you done to make you think that you should have some sort of influence with your general manager and the scouts? Sometimes I think these players are absolutely moronic when they don't understand, like, the general manager and the scouts is all they do all year long. And you, once the season's over, want to go to Palm Springs, go play golf, want to go to, you know, go see the pyramids or whatever else and do whatever else you want to do in your life to enjoy the money that you're making.
Yeah.
And the fame that you have. And now all of a sudden you have the balls to say on TV, yeah, I have influence on this. And who did the Cardinals take in the first pick? Took that linebacker from Tulsa.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was some influence.
Yeah. I don't think that Kyler Murray necessarily would have used the first round pick on a linebacker if he was actually making
like,
the pick.
I don't mean to like pick on Kyler, but you know, he was a great kid coming out of college, and I'm sure he still is. But the fact that here he is 3 years into his career thinking that he could actually have influence on a general manager and a scouting staff, that this is all they do. They live for it. This is their Super Bowl. The draft, believe it or not, those 3 days are the Super Bowl for the underbelly of the NFL.
Yeah, and what I don't understand, and Kyler Murray and Aaron Rodgers, two totally different situations, but the way that Aaron Rodgers is acting is the way you would think that Jacob DeGrom would act, like if he was not Jacob DeGrom, which, like, you guys are wasting my career. I'm unbelievable. You can't score any runs for me. You know, I've been the best pitcher in baseball. We don't do anything. We never make any noise. We're not in the playoffs. You know, you would think that Jacob DeGrom would have a leg to stand on if he wanted to say that. I'm underpaid, right?
Yes.
But Aaron Rodgers is, like, he's saying all this stuff, and they have success.
And the thing about it is, Mark Murphy cannot fire Gutekunst because it would look bad. And, you know, the other thing, too, I bet you that they go to work today in Green Bay, you know, bringing all the rookies in, getting all the draft picks and all the undrafted free agents and all that stuff. And don't you think that somewhere along the line that, you know, Mark Murphy and this Gutekunst character are running to each other and say, did you see Aaron on Saturday?
Yeah,
you
know, sure.
You see his name tag, turd?
Yeah.
That fits him.
Yeah. I wonder if it's over. I mean, every report is that he doesn't want to go back there no matter what. But if the Packers aren't going to trade him and then call his bluff, This is just amazing that this is happening again. They've had so much success up there with Favre and Rodgers.
Yes.
And both of these ends of their careers are just so messy.
It's all about contracts. And everybody, again, from the Green Bay side of things all said that he's their guy. He's definitely their guy for the foreseeable future. You know, the interesting thing will be, is he going to be there opening day of training camp?
I say no at this point. I mean, they'd have to give him a contract. And
he has a contract.
Well, more money. They're going to have to give him an extension.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but I just, the way this whole thing is going down is, to me, it's ridiculous.
Well, of course it is. It's ridiculous. And Aaron Rodgers is a guy that just is a little, it seems like he's tough to deal with, quite frankly. Jonathan's in New Haven. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. Hey, Gio, I know you're not a huge, you know, European soccer fan or anything, but I did, I eventually got into it. And I'll tell you that the way that fans view the sports over there is completely different than the way that we view them here. And I know you know that, but it's just like, it's crazy the way they are over there. I mean, you have to think of the way they have, like, the English football pyramid and all the way that that stuff works. I mean, there was a team in Wimbledon that was there for, like, 110 years, and they got moved about, like 10, 15 years ago or so. And the fans started a new club to replace that one, but they said, okay, you have to start in the ninth tier of English football and then win your way up. So now they're in the third tier, and they're a fully professional side. But it's like, imagine if somebody said, you know, the Pirates, who have been there forever in Major League Baseball, we're going to move them to wherever, another place. And then a bunch of fans said, we're going to start a new team, but we want to get it back into Major League Baseball. And they said, fine, but you have to start in rookie ball and win your way back into the major leagues. Like, that's how they run the stuff over there. It's nuts.
Yeah, no, I know. Relegation is a big deal, too. I kind of want that here. I want some of these teams that are so bad for so long to get out of Major League Sports. They should be another league. Get like the Tigers, for crying out loud. How bad are they going to be? You keep them in Major League Baseball. You mentioned the Pirates, too. Send them down to the minors, those teams.
Those teams playing in separate leagues.
Right, relegated.
Right.
I mean, the Detroit Lions, relegation.
So what happens with Miggy Cabrera and his contract? If you relegate your team, what happens to their contracts?
Well, I mean, I'm not being serious.
No, but do you have any idea? I have no idea what happens if a team over in Europe gets relegated.
I don't know what happens to their contracts. If they're guaranteed, they get paid, I guess. I mean, they still play. They're just in a different league.
That would be something. Like, if you get relegated, we take 30% of your contract away.
Yeah. Would be the first.
Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
Yeah, the Knicks would have been relegated.
Yeah, they would have been.
They would have been.
But then again, Carmelo wouldn't have been playing the way he was if he knew that 30 or 40% of his contract was going to be taken away.
That is a good point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
After a long weekend of golf, which I was able to enjoy this past weekend.
Yeah.
And on Friday, played golf in 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was windy ridiculous. Friday, yeah.
So I was down in D.C. playing, and I was a guest of a friend of mine. And I have to tell you, I wake up this morning with lower leg soreness.
Oh, no.
I totally can understand where Aaron Judge is coming from.
Wow, lower leg soreness,
lower
huh?
Lower leg soreness, yeah.
But you're also 60 years old.
Yeah, I, you know, walking up and down those hills on the golf course is tough.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, so both legs, both, like my lower calves.
I know, you're walking around here like I've never seen you walk around.
Dagnabbit! Dagnabbit! Hey, Al, can we get a heating pad or something? You got one around here?
I do not have one.
How do you not have a heating pad?
I've never used a heating pad.
Why don't you rub Al's ball on your leg?
Yeah, he's got that ball.
What ball?
In his neck ball. It's like he uses in the car.
It's a lacrosse ball, yeah.
Where is it? Well, I don't know. How can I rub it on my leg?
You just take it and rub it on your leg. That's what you do.
But you do need some pressure on the other. Like, if you could lean up against the wall and rub it. Like,
but I'm wondering if this is, like, the lower leg soreness that, like, a lot of these players are complaining about.
Just rub out your tension.
I mean, it's a little bit different when you're talking about Aaron Judge, who is, at his age,
right,
as a professional athlete, is doing everything to stay in tip-top shape, and you, at 60, walking a golf course.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I walked about 15 miles.
Where's my pills?
You didn't have any soreness after your bike ride.
No, I didn't have any soreness after the bike ride, but the playing the golf is really
tough.
He's
in bike shape. He is.
No. I was laughing at playing golf is really tough. That's what he said.
It's a hard sport.
Well, I know that. But like from a physical standpoint with the walking?
Oh, my calves are killing me.
All right. Where's your sauna blanket?
I used it.
And it didn't help this time?
Well, it helped the back. The back was great.
Yeah.
But for the calves, it did not hurt. I mean, did not help.
All right. Well, we'll try to get you straightened out here because this is not good. You're limping around.
Maybe one of you guys can run down to the pharmacy and get me a heating pad or something.
They don't open till 9, I believe.
That sucks.
All right. What doesn't suck is Jerry Recco's update. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Sunday Night Baseball last hour, we heard from Howie Rose. Hi, I'm Howie Rose with the Reese Hoskins home run that wasn't. This hour, I bring you WIP, Phillies Radio.
2-1. Diaz delivers in the pitch, swung on, hit well, right field, Conforto going back to the wall, he jumps and it's off the very top of the wall, and it is a home run, it's a home run, it's tied the game, Reese Hoskins being credited with his 100th homer with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning off of Edwin Diaz.
But what's amazing is if you listen, you can tell he wasn't sure, although his partner was excited.
Haven't heard the fat lady sing.
No, fat lady
didn't
sing.
No, but I'll tell you what, you know, that was a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yes, it was. That he turned on and drilled to right field, but as it turns out, and again, I think the Phillies announcer here did a great job of telling the audience right away that he knew it wasn't a home run.
We're getting our first look at the replay in the booth, and that ball is not a home run.
It wasn't. It turned out to be a double, so the Mets wind up winning 8-7, really capped off a wild weekend. In Philadelphia, Jose Alvarado, who got this 3-game suspension for the shenanigans the other night, was terrible in the 6-run eighth inning that the Mets had. It was him, it was Kinsler, and David Hale gave up a big hit, too. And so the Mets get to 500, 11-11. Here is Luis Rojas taking 2 of 3.
Just to see the guys bring their good approach, I think it's one of the things that we want to carry over.
And a lot of credit and kudos to their new approach coach. His name is Donnie Stevenson. Here is Pete Alonso. I'm not joking. Here's Pete Alonso.
Well, they put a lot of runs up on the board, and we were locked in. And he had some really good words of advice. And, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah, hold on one second. Sam and Trenton. What's going on, Sam?
What's up, G? What's up, Boomer?
Hey, man.
I am so tired of this Coach Donnie, this fake coach, fake this. Well, guess what? Our real coach sucks. You know what? Let's put Donnie Stevenson in as our new coach, because a fake fictitious guy could do a lot better than Luis Rojas. I don't know if he thinks the new save role in MLB is four runs. Nobody on clean inning. He is just ruining this team. Let Coach Donnie be the new manager.
Yeah, so this is all started, I guess, a couple days ago with Conforto and Alonso, and they just kept it going with Coach Donnie Stevenson, the new approach coach.
The mystery man.
Yeah.
The new approach coach?
Well, he doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny, though.
But did you label him the new approach coach?
Or no, they did. The approach coach.
The approach coach. I like it.
Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned
they
VR.
Have a lot of free time on their hands.
And Hoskins and VR taking the extra bases and just running really hard. He says, I take advantage of opportunity.
That's my game, run the base. So that's what I do all the time. Nobody play test of the game. That's what I do.
I kick your ass. I
like it.
That's right.
We actually have a Met that's actually paying attention to the game. That's
How about
good.
That? That's
I like
exactly
it.
Right.
Yes.
And then in terms of Edwin Diaz, so it's interesting. As we get a shot here, and you know, I'll tell you, the Phillies announcer, too, killed Hoskins on this, called it embarrassing with the way he played this ball. You also have the Edwin Diaz situation. So he gives up the home run that wasn't, turned out to be a long double, could have tied the game if it was another, you know, injury over the rail. He had a sore or stiff back. I'm not sure what you would call it. Here was Rojas afterwards, still pitched him. So what's the status of him now going forward?
I know he was in the training room right after the game. I mean, we'll check him out. We'll see how he is for tomorrow. But that's what started happening in the outing. He just started getting tighter and tighter.
So back tightness as the Mets go to St. Louis later tonight. I should note Jeff McNeil was 4-for-6 in the leadoff spot. A couple of runs scored in the win for the Mets. As for the Yankees, really nice weekend for them. They have definitely righted the ship, it would appear. They're now 14-14.
They played the worst team in baseball.
But time out. That's what we said, though, last week. Yes. Orioles, Tigers, this was the get-right week. They split with Baltimore, but they take all three from Detroit.
They needed to take all seven of these games.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They went 14-14.
Hey, at least the Rangers beat the Devils and the Sabres.
Stop. They took 5 of 7. They did their job. And yesterday, the new star catcher really came through.
Pitch. Line down the left field line. It is a fair ball. Base hit. Rolling into the corner. Urshela scores. Hicks goes to third. They're going to send it. No. He goes back to throw to third. Is not in time. He just got back.
Yeah, that was Kyle Higashioka with the RBI double, a 2-0 Yankee win.
Anal compulsive.
What? Yeah, I don't know what the hell Phil Nevin was doing on this play.
Well, I'm sorry. Can you play that again, Eddie?
Anal compulsive.
Anal compulsive?
Isn't it anal retentive?
Why would he say that?
I don't know.
Anal compulsive. Is that even a thing? I know anal retentive is.
I'm sure it might be with some of those red chairs out in the front yard somewhere. But wow. Okay. So anyway, the Yankees win 2-0. You also had Brett Gardner drive in a run with a sac fly. Here was Aaron Boone, all on Corey Kluber. 8 innings, 10 strikeouts, just a couple of hits.
Just on the attack, off the barrel for the most part. And obviously, I mean, that's about as good an 8-outing performance as you can have right there.
An 8-inning performance, not an 8-out performance. Both runs came in the second inning, so Kluber pitched the rest of the way with that lead. Here was Kluber. Is he going to now want Higashioka to be his personal catcher? Look and listen to him discuss how well it's working.
Higgy and I were on the same page as far as what they were trying to do and adjusting to what it seemed like their plan was. And then once we kind of recognized what it looked like they were trying to do, adjusting to it.
I know, sounds interesting. Maybe we get rid of this Gary Sanchez. Who knows? Here was Higgy. Next up for the Yankees are the Astros. He was asked about seeing them for the first time in a couple years.
I don't think there's any question about how the fans are going to react to them coming in to the stadium here. As to whether or not they deserve it, I mean, I think the fans will let them know.
Now, my question, did you guys see any A.J. Hinch signs over the weekend?
No, I did not.
Right.
Did you? No way.
I honestly did not see much of the Yankees. I watched some Mets-Phillies this weekend, but we had so much baseball myself, I did not see much this weekend.
And by the way, anal compulsiveness?
Yeah.
Not a thing. Anal not compulsive thing. Is not a thing. Anal retentive, definitely a thing. But after Googling anal compulsive.
Anal compulsive.
It's not a thing.
What the hell was Susan's reaction to that? Does she just sit there and shake her head and say, good Lord?
What, do we have a context on that?
Negative.
Someone just sent you the anal compulsive?
This is years old.
Oh, I thought this was this weekend. Oh, okay.
No.
Got it. I've never heard that one before. Okay, good deal. Dodgers beat the Brewers 16-4. Notable because Matt Beatty and A.J. Pollock had grand slams in the same game for L.A., and the Rays beat the Astros 5-4 Houston in tomorrow night. All right, we get to the basketball. Knicks Rockets on Sunday night, and a 122-97 win for New York as they move 8 games over 500, clinch at least a 500 record. Julius Randle had 31, shot it well, 13 of 22, also had 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He was asked on MSG, why so good?
Just the work. That's all it is, work and opportunity. You know, that's really how I can sum it up. You know, I put in the work. Tibbs gave me a great opportunity to do that, you know, to showcase that. And I just try to take advantage of it.
And he has been good all season long. Derrick Rose, 24 off the bench. Here was Rose. This team has played great. They've won 11 of 12, 12 of 15, he says, together group.
We got the mission and one common goal. So it's about just picking the other person up. Come together as a team and just fight.
And they are fighting.
Where do you think they end up? What do you think?
4.
Yeah, 4 seed, man. That's what it's all about right now.
No, I'm when the whole season's over, playoffs and everything is done. Where do you think they end up?
Second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they play a competitive second round series and lose.
Okay,
but they win a round.
That's so they would likely play who second round if everything stayed as is?
The Hawks right now, but the Hawks and the Heat are tied.
Right, I meant second round.
I'm
expecting them to win their first. I really do.
Well, if it's Miami, that's going to be dicey. I think that whoever draws Miami in the first round, that's not a good matchup. I'd much rather have the Hawks than the Heat. So then after that,
it would be Philly right now, right? It'd be 1-4.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
If it's as it stands right now.
So if Brooklyn ended up with the 1 seed.
Well, if they do, right, we'll see.
Oh, man.
We shall see. As for them, they were in Milwaukee. They got 2 in a row in Milwaukee. They wound up losing yesterday 117-114. Here's how Kevin Durant's potential tying 3-pointer at the end worked out and how it sounded in Milwaukee.
Griffin looking. Griffin still looking into Kevin Durant. A 3 for the tie. No good. It's over. Bucks win.
And that's Milwaukee radio. They wound up winning by 3.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
Kevin Durant had 42 points, 16 of 33 shooting, 7 of 13 from 3. Giannis had 49 to lead all scorers, 21 of 36 from the floor. A few blocked shots as well. We have time next. I want to do something else. So they lost. We'll move on. Nets will play in Milwaukee again tomorrow. They will stay out there for another. Right now they trail Philly by a half game for tops in the East because Philadelphia did win the tip-in at the buzzer to beat the Spurs in overtime. 113-111, 34 for Joel Embiid. Devin Booker at 32. Suns outscore the Thunder 123-120. You mentioned the Heat. They beat the Hornets. Bam Adebayo, 20 and 10 assists. Anyway, yeah. Islanders and Buffalo tonight.
Go bleep out some of Codeine Dream, which was his last song.
Codeine Dream? Is that what I played the other day?
No. You played something else. You didn't play Codeine Dream.
All right.
That's his latest release.
Codeine Dream coming up at 8:30.
Purple Drank.
All right. You got it. No problem. Rangers, Capitals, Devils, Bruins, and Kyle Busch wins the Bushy McBush 400.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Jerry.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I know you love contract stuff and numbers and all that. You know, 50-year option stuff. It gets you all moist.
Oh, yeah.
I know you love it.
Love it.
Here's something for you. So if Aaron Rodgers were to retire, he would have to pay the Packers back $23 million.
Just like Barry Sanders had to pay the Lions back, just like Calvin Johnson had to pay the Lions back. So
but
what
not,
happens is,
but $23 million?
Yes. So what would happen is that they gave him a big signing bonus, and that big signing bonus essentially keeps the player there with the team and keeps that playing said player from retiring early.
Yep. So Aaron Rodgers at 37 years old, coming off an MVP season.
Right.
Is strongly considering a scenario in which he retires and he has to pay the Packers $23 million back. Stop.
I would think he'd have to sign a five-year deal with Jeopardy.
Stop. It's not going to happen.
Also, he's probably getting a lot of money from, I think, State Farm.
Well, that too. But I still don't think he's going to pay the Packers $23 million back. It just seems insane to me.
Yeah.
Now, the agent that he has, there's another interesting part of this. The agent that he has was Carson Palmer's agent when he got out of Cincinnati. And people didn't think that was going to happen. And it did all those years ago. So
that's because Hugh Jackson made the greatest trade in NFL history, according to Hugh Jackson.
That's what he said, yes.
When he was the head coach and running the leaderless Raiders at the time and made the trade for Carson Palmer.
Yeah, Hugh Jackson, football legend. Football genius, Hugh Jackson. So I still think Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I just think it's going to be for a different team. That's what I think. Unless the Packers sit there and call his bluff and say, okay, fine, you know, then don't show up. Let's see what happens. Go ahead and retire. Pay us back $23 million.
See, the Packers, to me, I think the more this plays out, the more the team wins. Don't you think?
I don't know, man. It feels like everybody's on the Aaron Rodgers side of things.
I don't agree with that.
Me and you are other side. But
me and you came in here on Friday and said this is ridiculous.
Meaning that Aaron Rodgers is being ridiculous.
Yes.
I still think more people like the Packers screwed this up. They took Jordan Love. They're not keeping him happy. They didn't give him a contract.
He's got Devontae Adams. He's got Bakhtiari. He's got one of the best offensive lines.
Aaron Jones.
These guys are all pros, and they're all on the offense. Now, a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they also have Valdez-Scantling. They have Tonyan. They have Lazard. All those guys had great years last year. Now, it helps when you're playing with a Hall of Fame quarterback, but you can't sit here and tell me that this team doesn't know what they're doing draft-wise or free agents-wise. They went out and got Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith.
The Smiths. Yeah, they did that couple off seasons
ago.
That's
exactly right. It turned out to be good free agent signings by them.
I mean, they're always right there in the mix in the NFC where they're losing big games.
Well, due in large part to Aaron Rodgers' presence. Let's face it. He's, you know, he's the one that keeps him in the games, and he's the one that raises the level of everybody's play. But I also think that he's getting fairly compensated.
Yeah. It really is amazing. You think about ever since 2009-2010 seasons where Drew Brees won the Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl. It was like those two guys always had great regular seasons. They always made it to the playoffs, but they never got back.
That's a team game.
No, I know, but those guys are two of the best we've seen.
That's, well, best ever, yes.
And they haven't gotten back.
Kind of shows you how hard it is to do it, and it's even more amazing that Tom Brady is doing it.
Well, yeah.
As consistently as he has done it.
Yeah. So Tom Brady, 1 year in the NFC, as many NFC championships as those two guys have.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I know. Is it 10 Super Bowl appearances or 9?
Was this last year his 10th?
I think it's 10th, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's an absolute insanity. But you think of some of those other NFC teams that made it there over Brees and Rodgers over the years. The 49ers, the Panthers with Cam Newton, the Rams with Jared Goff. It's like mind-blowing to think. And those two guys just couldn't get the job done. All right, let's go to John in Floral Park. What's going on, John?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Big fans. Thanks. Listen, I just have a minor concern. I've been watching Jerry over the last week and with his green screen.
Yeah.
It seems that his shoulder keeps disappearing. His hand keeps disappearing. And today, like, it looks like there's like some black object heading towards his face. I'm not sure what it is.
All right, so it's the microphone, John, and I have noticed this as well. And Eddie pointed it out to me in my ear earlier.
For his health, you know what I mean?
It's the microphone, John. And when it comes in and out of the screen like
that, why do we call a penis a penis?
It tends to have that type of look to it. Now, I didn't want to get the week off started with Jerry screaming at us and him getting all upset and all of that. So I was like, maybe I'm just too sensitive to this thing. That's what I thought. Maybe I'm looking at it.
I think a lot of people have told me and have spoken to me about it. Matter of fact, I was on a golf course on Saturday. A guy said, you know, you can't get a better situation for Jerry. And I'm like, what?
This is his last week.
This is the guy from, where was he? I think he was from Chicago.
Okay, and he watches the show on TV.
Yeah, from time to time.
Okay.
And he's like, what is with Jerry? And I'm like, look, man, I very rarely say anything to Jerry because of the eggshell situation. You just never know when you're going to make him snap.
The whole eggshell scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do believe that he's going to be in the studio a week from today, though. So this is his last week over there.
But today with the microphone situation is kind of special.
Does somebody want to tell him?
No.
Yeah, that's the
detachable
thing.
Penis.
I think he's aware, but it's really, it's because there isn't a green screen. That's the problem.
But doesn't Izzo have a green screen?
I'm not sure.
He does.
Just put it behind him.
Right. The problem is he's putting an image behind him without a green screen to be the consistent thing in the back.
So what is your title of this show?
Executive producer.
All right. So why don't you executive produce a green screen for him?
Because I feel like that's a TV thing. Because we don't need it for radio.
He's not the executive producer of
television.
Wait a minute.
CBS Sports Network show.
When you were working at home,
yes.
What did you have behind you?
I purchased my own green screen.
All right. And what did you do?
I executive produced my green screen.
So why don't you executive produce this green screen? And just do something other than answering phones.
I was just trying to keep myself at home as long as I could. I thought if I got a green screen, I would extend it a little bit.
Hey, is Stephen Waldron working today? Hey, Steve. You there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, does it look as bad as the caller said?
No, it actually looks a lot better than previous attempts.
You spineless piece of crap.
Steven said, for the people who can't hear him, he said it looks better than some of the other attempts that Jerry has had at the green screen. But, I mean, him disappearing and his shoulder disappearing and all that stuff, I mean, it looks terrible to us.
I mean, that's just par for the course. But the one picture he had of the studio was the best thing we've had going.
And right.
He's kind of veered off lately. We have the nice picture of the baseball screen behind him now, which I like, but It is what it is.
It's not what it is. So, I mean, but you're okay with it? I mean, this is like, don't you have like a level of expectation?
As long as he doesn't move, it's fine.
But he moves. That's the problem. As long as he doesn't move, he's moving.
What a moron.
All right. Well, I guess if you're okay with it, then we should be okay with it because he's the TV guy.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. All right, Steven. We'll talk to you later. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is Steven just saying that to be non-controversial because that's his brand? Or
yes, totally exactly. His brand. Totally. You know, he's right now, he's telling everybody else, this, he looks like crap. You know, he never listens to us.
Yeah. There's no way that that can be acceptable for him.
Right.
I mean, I used to spend 15, 20 minutes on the phone with him at my house when I was home, adjusting the camera, moving the pictures behind me, what angle. I know how meticulous Stephen Waldron is, and all of a sudden put on the spot here, Jerry's reappearing and disappearing penis microphone is no problem. How is that possible? I just think that he's just scared. He's running scared, Stephen Waldron. There it is right there.
We are not scared.
Look at it. It looks awful. But then when Jerry goes in there, then it disappears.
It disappears.
Yeah.
And the, like, in between, like, his headsets and his head, there's just, like, gray.
Yeah, there's that, gray. Too. Yeah.
CeeLo was a lot worse.
What's that?
CeeLo was a lot worse.
CeeLo
is definitely worse.
Right. I mean, well, CeeLo.
Just the image he had behind him and the camera quality was a lot worse. So we value what Jerry had.
Oh, okay. You value it.
They value it, okay.
Well, this is the last week that he's going to be in that studio, and then he's going to be in here with us.
Well, finally. You know, maybe Al could executive produce a green screen.
I'll find it for you. I know where it is. I brought it in here once.
All right, we'll just pillage through
Izzo's stuff.
Izzo's desk, I'm sure we could find
here.
It.
He, what is he? What is
he doesn't
here?
Come in. He works in the afternoon.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. He works specifically for them.
Yeah, I asked him for, it's funny, one T-shirt design. And they have produced 6 different T-shirt designs in noon since Izzo came back with the one that I asked him for.
He still
has not come back with it.
And plus, they got better chairs.
They got better chairs, yeah. So I said, Kay, can you draw this up and we can see what it looks like? And nothing. Radio silence. But then when he comes to us, we're like, hey, can you do this draft video? Can you do that? Can you sign into this Zoom? Can you do this after the show? Yeah, no problem. We got it for
you. Yeah, we got it for you.
We got it for you. Whatever you need. But I said, hey, can you draw up this thing for me, this idea?
No. Not a chance.
Radio silence from that guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.